This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you for our lightning bets. By the way, Joe, I have abdicated the Super PAC as the name for Paul Aspen's list of athletes who are obscure in any other walk of life, but for him, they're great betting value opportunities. What are we calling it now? What are we calling this list?
I think we've got to go with Paul's Posse, right?
Yeah, I think so. Mm.
I love that.
It's a good one.
The old PP.
No, yeah. I wonder if there's anybody. See, once we finally bring this to Paul, and I think he's going to bring it to us, I can't wait to see in his mind the names that were missed, right? There's going to be some names that we forgot that he is all in on and looking forward to that. It's good.
Well, we have tweets of our lightning bets every day. Like, mm-hmm. We could scrape those and just figure out, you know, all these random names that keep popping up every now and again. Obviously, like, you know, Thigala is an obvious place to go. But, you know, there are other spots, I think, where you just look at the lightning bet tweets enough times. I think you're probably in good shape.
For sure.
By the by, you know, we talked about this a little bit in terms of Monty Williams getting a massive deal to coach the Detroit Pistons. 6 years, $78.5 million. His $13 million annual salary would make him one of the highest paid coaches in American professional sports and in college sports as well, because, you know, Nick Saban makes a, you know, a dime or two. But he's the only one in the top 10 not to have a championship. Everyone else has at least one, and some have several. Like, Bill Belichick is the highest annual salary. He has 6 rings. Pete Carroll is up there. He won a championship. Greg Popovich is up there. He has 5 titles. I mentioned Nick Saban. According to my list, he is 8th in annual salary, and he has an 80% win percentage and 7 national championships. So
I know there are some landing spots. I know there are some landing spots where you have to pay extra to get somebody to come there. In Detroit right now, Detroit Pistons organization is one of them. And are they going to get a great player? They're 5th. They got 5th. Didn't they? I believe they fell back as far as the lottery.
Yeah, they did.
He's not going to win a championship there. Right?
I mean, it depends on how long he's there for, but because, I mean, if he's there for, you know, what 15 years, then, you know, maybe you spin the wheel enough times and you get lucky once. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, where's the next dynasty going to come from? That's actually a really good conversation. Like, which team is likeliest to have a dynasty starting right now? And I mean, maybe this is recency bias on my part, but like, if Jokic continues to play at this ridiculous level, because he can do so many things, because he's so multi-dimensional, I kind of feel like the Nuggets, if they win this championship, they're probably in the best position to win a few of them.
Yeah, and they've been built to do this for a while, just everyone hasn't been healthy. I mean, Jokic and Murray have been together since they were rookies, and finally everything has worked out. They've been knocking on the door, and I think, you know, a lot of us expected them to be there. It just hadn't all come together yet.
And think about the West, too. The rest of the West. Going into it for the last few years, I think most people probably changed this year, but they've looked at the West as being this tougher conference. How much longer is LeBron going to play? Maybe he's done. He was their competition. We didn't even have time to get into what Adam Silver said on the record about Ja Morant. And
yeah, I want to talk about
it. Sounds like he's going to miss a lot of time next season. They didn't want to make that announcement because that was going to take over the NBA news cycle for at least a few days, you would think. And look at the other teams at the top in the West. How long are the Suns going to keep this group together? You know, before that ends up breaking apart with KD and Book, and I don't even know if Chris Paul is going to be back. Yeah, where's their competition in the West? Where's the team that they're scared of?
Yeah, for sure.
KD and yeah.
Right. He's a mobile beast.
I think you could all make the argument that Murray and Jokic are the best duo, certainly in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's funny, too. Like, I think prior to the start of the season, you know, I felt very bullish about the Grizzlies just because the structure was good. They were zagging where everyone else was zigging in terms of, you know, the half-court offense that they were playing where they go, okay, maybe you don't have great shooters per se or several great shooters, but you've got great offensive rebounders and you can extend possessions that way and you're doing it at a really high level. To me, there was something there that I felt like could turn into, say, a finals run this year or something like that. But boy, it has gone in the other direction real quickly. And then, Aaron, now we have this Ja Morant news that's sullying the Grizz chances.
I mean, I just thought it was interesting the way Adam Silver said, you know, they've completed the investigation, but he doesn't want to take away from the moment right now and from the players in the finals. But he certainly left you thinking that he's going to drop like a bombshell. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just say that and then there's like no news. It makes you think something significant is going to happen.
I would put the over under on half the season when he says something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a first half.
Maybe so. Not to mention, this is a commissioner who doesn't mind dropping bombs when it comes to heavy-handed punishments and keeping the reputation of the league intact. He's someone who stresses these kinds of things and would have no problem handing out severe punishments. And so in terms of history and in terms of what Ja Morant has done and how, you know, we talked about him a lot in various basketball circles. That's the last thing that Silver wants.
Yep.
I mean, he said, we have uncovered a fair amount of new information and will announce the decision. It's like, whoa, you know.
Yep.
How do you feel if you're Ja Morant or a Grizz fan or something like that, where this is now hanging over your head for a really long time?
I think he said it to spook him. I mean, the whole point of this is to, you know, make him think about the decisions he's making. And this is kind of like, listen, like, we're going to lay down the hammer. I'm going to let you think about this even more until I come out publicly and let him know what it is. But yeah, I think, or else you just say we haven't completed the investigation and this isn't even a story. He lies to whatever a reporter was asking. You know what I'm saying? Like, why even give that cliffhanger unless your intentions are to be like, Ja, you know what I mean?
I think we already did that with the 8-game suspension. He got the warning, and now it's getting worse. Now he got more information. I think they're bringing the hammer, and they don't want this to be the focus during the NBA Finals. Don't bet on any Ja awards. I'll say that for a long time. Long time.
The Grizzlies win total will be interesting as well, depending upon how all of this shakes out. As for my lightning bets, Angels first five, money line at even money to get Ohtani as a dog. Not going to happen very often. So when it does, I want to go ahead and capitalize. As far as this Yankees-Dodgers thing, I'm going to go with Aaron Judge over half a base at minus 160. To me, that presents some value despite going up against Clayton Kershaw. I think, you know, backing Judge in a lot of situations would be positive, but I think over half a base looks just fine for me. Sunday game two NBA Finals, Jokic over 51.5 points, rebounds, assists at minus 110. To me, he can get to that number in a variety of ways. Maybe he has to be the primary scorer. Maybe he gets another triple-double, but whatever it is, I think over 51.5 is a fairly safe play. Game one, Stanley Cup final tomorrow. Sergei Bobrovsky over 29.5 saves. And then in college baseball, give me Arizona money line over TCU at plus 118, Joe.
All right, very good. I'll start with baseball. Yeah, fade Jameson Taillon. You guys made some good points. Padres team total over 4.5 is a good look there. And then with Glasnow, I do think they're going to push him a little bit more here. 4 1/3 last time. He's at least going to go through the first five. So I'm going to back the Rays on the first five run line at minus a half a run at plus 104. So Padres team total, Rays first five. Game two, NBA Finals, Miami Heat plus 9. Yeah, they're not going to shoot as poorly. They're going to make some adjustments. Maybe they'll get used to the altitude a little bit. They'll keep it within the number. And total long shot here. He made 1-3. Duncan Robinson's. I mean, they have Jamal Murray as the favorite, and he made 2 in that first game. Most threes made, he is 110-1. So there we go.
Wow. All right. You like Duncan Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
That's, yeah. All right, so I am also going to go to game two. This one, I think it could be a little dicey, but I think there's something there. Aaron Gordon, PRA, I just think he's a matchup nightmare in the finals. They don't have an answer for him. He's got the size. He's really good at defense. He had 16 points in that last game. His PRA, he finished with 23. The prop is 21.5. So I'm going to go over that. And then Jamal Murray double-double. I'll be on that at plus 550. Mention I already bet that at the top of the show when we had Kate on. But he got a double-double in the last game, and I just think him getting 10-plus points and assists is not a lot to ask. So I'll be on that one.
Paul is live betting Thigala at 250-1 to win the Memorial. So that is his lightning bet. Jake?
Yeah, I'll start with a couple college baseball games that start in just a little bit. I'm going to take UConn to upset Texas Tech. The Texas Tech was terrible on the road away from home this year, famously on the road is away from home. And UConn was awesome on the road. So I'll take them to upset Tech. And I'm also going to take Northeastern on the money line to upset Maryland. Maryland just doesn't inspire me that much, and Northeastern has an awesome pitching staff. Also take Indiana on the money line, a couple of Frisky Friday underdogs. Major League Baseball, going to take the Nats on the money line to upset the Phillies and Wheeler. Really like that. I'm also going to take that Padres over 4.5 team total, under 4.5 first five Blue Jays Mets, Glasnow over 6.5 Ks, first five over 4.5 Mariners Rangers, under 4.5 first five Cleveland Minnesota, and that's it.
Very good. Well done, everybody.
You got it done.
Any real quick weekend plans?
Finish unpacking.
I might head to the pool after the show.
There we
go.
I'm going
to a baseball game tonight, but it's minor league baseball.
Oh, congrats on the W yesterday.
Finally, well done. We needed one desperately.
Thanks for watching and listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. For those listening, next up is Jim Rohn. For those watching on Twitch and YouTube, stay tuned for the Daily Tip. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hey, it's Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL Daily, 9 to noon Eastern, presented by BetMGM. Download the free Odyssey app and search BetQL to beat the books. The BetQL Network.